A freelance photographer for the New York Times was arrested Saturday night in the Bronx while taking pictures of the arrest of a teenager. Robert Stolarik says when a police officer told him to stop taking pictures, he identified himself as a journalist and continued. Then, he says, a second officer grabbed his camera and slammed it into his face. When he asked for badge numbers, he says the cops threw him to the ground, where he was kicked in the back and then handcuffed and placed under arrest. He spent several hours in custody and has been charged with resisting arrest and obstructing government administration. The NYPD has kept his camera equipment and press credentials, saying they will be returned after his November 29th court date. Delphine Agland, Washington, D.C. director of Reporters Without Borders, says Stolarik's arrest is just the latest in a growing number of cases of harassment and arrest of journalists.
Since the beginning of the Occupy Wall Street demonstration, we recorded that more than 80 journalists suffered police violation and in some cases criminal charges. And these arrests happened in a dozen of cities across the United States. And what we really would like to highlight is that these abuses really reflect a need for the police to be trained and to learn how to deal with journalists in demonstration cases or just in street activities. And we just wish that a lesson could have been learned from what happened last year around the Occupy Wall Street, but the brutal arrest of Robert Stolarik just showed that the police didn't learn the lesson of the numerous attacks of last year.
How does the United States compare to other countries for respect for the integrity of journalists, for their freedom to report the news and on police activities?
According to our last Press Freedom Index, the United States is ranked at the 47th position. And in our index, we classify 180 countries. So a big reason of this decline recently in the U.S. are the arrests of journalists around the Occupy Wall Street movement, but also the lack of a federal shield law, which could allow journalists to protect their sources. And also all the prosecution launched by the Obama administration against leakers and the link it can have with a journalist. So all these reasons explain this position of the U.S. in our Press Freedom Index, which is not a great position for, as we can say, a Western democracy. But of course, there are much worse situations in other countries.
Have any representatives of either federal, state, or local governments responded to complaints by Reporters Without Borders about the treatment of journalists?
We try to keep a dialogue with the U.S. authorities. In the case of Robert Stolarik, we write a letter to the New York Police Department. And in other cases, we already exchange letters with the Office of Attorney Holder. And we receive answers where they explain their point of view, mostly on issues regarding access to information and this kind of thing. So there's a dialogue going on, but we hope that also some improvement could be noticed.
And with the prevalence of now citizen reporters, mm-hmm. Now so many people are documenting things and posting them publicly, has this changed the landscape or broadened the kind of encounters that take place between police and journalists?
Yeah, it's enlarged, in a sense, the issues of what we can report on. So we could think that it could complicate the matter for the police, but in the case of Robert Stolarik, it was really clear that he was, I guess I could say, a traditional photographer for the Times. But in other cases, the police could be confused by the role of citizen journalists. So we also have to defend their right to report, because it's still the same right. It's about the freedom of information.
That raises another issue, and that is the credentialing of media. That gives government and police, especially in New York, where credentialing of media is handled by the police department, control over access. citizen reporters are not necessarily credentialed. Mm-hmm. They don't have identification that says they are press. Mm-hmm. Does this really make a difference in their ability to report or to record events such as police encounters with civilians?
Yeah, the fact that someone has or doesn't have a credential shouldn't make a difference on the right to report. Everybody should have the right to report, to take a picture, to ask a question. It's just a question of freedom of expression and freedom of information. It's not a question of credential.
Is there any other activity that Reporters Without Borders is contemplating at this time regarding Robert Stolarik or other cases?
Concerning Robert Stolarik, we will follow the case until, of course, the court date, and we hope that his material, which was seized, could be given back to him as soon as possible. And in other issue, we'll continue to follow what will happen around the Republican Convention end of August, and we hope that every reporter will be able to do their work peacefully and in normal conditions. And as I said, maybe there's another issue in regards of freedom of expression and freedom of information, which is linked nowadays to the internet freedom. And so one of our big concerns nowadays are around all these regulation and legislation which are studied at the Congress to try to regulate the internet. And we focus a lot of our concern on this legislation.
Delphine Aglan is the Washington, D.C. Director of Reporters Without Borders.